today is August 20th. It is 2 o'clock. We have the appeal of parcel number 001-09-405-000C. It is the Pickles Gap Village on 65 North. And with the procedures, we'll have everybody sworn in, representatives will speak, then the property owners or agents will speak, and then the assessor's office will have a chance to speak again. But for right now, anybody that plans on testifying on this appeal will need to be sworn in.
Okay, if y'all just stand and raise your hand. I swear to tell the truth.
I swear to tell
the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help me God.
All right. Who with the assessor's office? Dale again. That's why I'm leaving.
As it was stated earlier, this is Pickles Gap. I think everybody's aware of where that is on Highway 65. We have the property valued at $492,550. This parcel sold years ago for $850,000. I think they got the property back because I guess the deal wasn't working out with them. It was indicated to me on the telephone that this they currently have it listed at $695,000 for sale. We are at $492,550. Everything I can see in here is at 80% appreciated. We've got a multiplier on it of 0.85. We've got several of the buildings in here are on at like $11, $12 a cent. $12.
Can we turn it up? I can't hear.
I'm sorry. $12 a foot. The restaurant's at 25. Restaurant and in food shop is at 25.36. And like I said, the other people, there's nothing I can do with this. There's nowhere to go on it. So.
So what you're saying, Carter? Appreciate it's bottomed out.
Yep. And I sure ain't gonna find any comparable property for it.
Yes, please.
Can I bring my sidekick with me?
You bet.
Most of you know that I have remarried. This is Jim Davidson.
Mm-hmm. Good to meet you, sir.
You probably see him or hear him around town, mm-hmm. Log cabin, whatever. Okay, I have no qualms about your appraisal per se. It's that I can't pay the taxes on it anymore. The buildings are older. I'm having trouble, getting renters for it. And how many air conditioners have we put in?
Three
just recently. And, it's taking all the money that I can make. My income is on the fudge shop. And, the income on these buildings has dropped down to about $1,600 a month, where I was getting, I've got my income tax short to show you. And you find it here. Okay, I've got some stuff here. Anyway, my rent income in 2015, that was when I had everything rented out. That's before Ralph died. We knew he was passing away, and we rented everything out, including the fudge shop and everything. We had $63,224 a year income on my buildings. Well, in 16, Jim and I had married. We came back in doing damage control, I guess you could say, and it dropped down to $36,000 for 11. And in 17, it was $38,126. This past year, it's somewhere around $24,000. I'm working on my taxes right now. So, anyway, but I've had buildings that stayed vacant for 2 years. And, you know, when you don't have anybody in those buildings, the bills go on. And I pay out so much to energy. You know, we have all of the lights that for the billboards, what little we have, and the night watchers. I've got restrooms and just things like that around there. Besides $1,000 a month that I'm paying on the building I'm in, it's all the incidentals. So when it comes down to the bottom line, I'm working for energy and for the taxes. Just I'm not doing any good. So we have put it back on the market, and I'm very negotiable. We had it sold in 2009 to the Cherokee Indian Association. 3 years we took it back over. Well, we've had to do a lot of damage control since all of that happened. So I don't know if your appraisal was based on the amount it sold for in 2009 or what, but I've got it listed right now with a realtor, $695,000, and I'm negotiable. That includes some inventory, goodwill, and, you know, I've been there for over 30 years, putting my heart and soul into it. So I would expect to get some goodwill out of it if it was, you know, if the appraisal for the land and the buildings were not $695,000. I don't know how you can put a price on goodwill, but we're to the age where we can't keep contributing goodwill. I'm about to wear Jim out. Yeah. Keep all the...
You think I could tell them that you had to borrow the money from me the last 2 years? Yeah. To pay taxes.
And this year, I've
that wasn't part of the deal when I married her.
And my line of credit is gone this year. I'm getting ready to pay taxes here in a few weeks, and just, you know, I just need some relief.
The amount of income that you mentioned here for 15, 16, 17, and 18, was that after all your incidental expenses with the place?
No, that's gross income.
Yeah, that's gross income. That's what the rent or the lease payments were for the year.
I started bringing my income taxes. It shows that they need to be giving me back money. I have not paid any taxes today. I might be able to go on welfare if I showed it to you.
But in your lease agreements with the tenants, they're paying their own utilities, right? You're just talking about you're just talking about the lights for the billboards and that stuff. But in their lease agreements, they're paying their own utilities.
Yeah, except for one, and he's gone. I don't have him anymore, so everybody has to negotiate with me. And I don't have enough money to pay. Put fire and extended coverage on the buildings. It would cost me more than what the taxes are to do that. So, you know, if it burns down, it burns down. I have a liability on it, and that's all I can afford to do. So, I mean, I'm pleading my case. I'm talking to some people right now that want to come look at it. But when I tell them what the taxes are, they all kind of cringe up. And if I can get it sold, then y'all can assess it and charge them whatever you want to. But right now, I need some relief.
Yeah, old buildings create a situation where you have to constantly do repairs or replace or upkeep. And, that, you know, that's bottom line still. When you pay that, that's not figured into the budget or what your profit is and so forth. And I've been there 4 years, and I've seen it deteriorate, you know, steadily go downhill.
Yeah, we've got one building that stayed vacant for over a year because it had a drainage problem. We hired somebody to come in and work on it, and they could find the drainage problem. Finally, what, 2 months ago, he and another older gentleman that works out there found out it was coming from a certain place on the roof going down underneath the deal and whatever, but we spent money trying to, you know, fix this up. It's an old building. You can figure out where.
And you lost flea market of tenants.
Yeah, I lost over 12,000.
Income because it was leaking on the floor. I'd get shut back and vacuum it up. Well, it turns out it worked on the roof for several months. It was groundwater. It came off and was still in on the ground outside the wall and going down in the ground and coming back through and running out inside the building. In the flea market, if you've ever been out there.
But it's one of those old buildings. When we bought the thing, there was only three structures on it, probably, that kind of thing. And we added on to this flea market. And so part of that is old, and part of it is 30 years old, which is, it's not as old as the 50-year-old part. So that's what we're dealing with, trying to keep it patched up and keep renters in there. And I had renters in it when it started flooding. Well, I lost $1,000 a month when they all started moving out. And just a few, 4 months ago, finally got it fixed or something
about
like
six,
that.
Maybe. Harold Clausen, who's 81, he's down, well, you saw the front page of the log cabin. There's a train set up there. And that could be an attraction. Most people don't know about it. Of course, the log cabin article will help. But it's a really a neat place. There's nostalgia there. It's history there. Like a step back in time. But it's been a long time.
Yeah.
And the buildings go downhill and, of course, repair. We have put a new roof on it. You mentioned
that.
Yeah,
a new roof on
back
the,
in
the Fred Shop restaurant.
15 when we got there.
But there needs to be more put on.
How much of it is rented right now?
I've got it all rented out as of, 2 months ago? Sometime. But I've had to negotiate, like the log building. That's where David had the knife shop. It was vacant for almost 2 years. He had some problems, some health problems. Went through a divorce. So we finally got a lady to come in, and I rented to her for $500 a month for her to go in and do some repairs and decorate it and fix it up. So at the end of December, I don't know if she'll let me go up on her rent or she's going to leave. But anyway, it's just all kind of iffy with that.
Well, Lou Jane Wills was paying $1,000 a month. She left. Finally got her rented again to Harold Clausen. Some of you may know Harold. He works out of the funeral home. Anyway, he's 81 years old. Let him have it for $500. And we negotiated for didn't have anybody to mow the grass. He and his son both have a lawnmower. And so to clean the restrooms.
So we don't get anything off that building. It all goes for bartering, for cleaning.
Well, we're going to work out for 6 months when we're not mowing. From October through, through March, we won't have any grass to mow. So, but it's just been kind of a shoestring trying to hold it together.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that's where you got your life and your assets, and you have to work on it. You can't just walk off and leave it. We don't want to do that.
At our age, we're ready to walk off if we can't do something with it. can't keep going, can't keep paddling. Oh, man. Anyway, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay. Is there anything else?
Y'all have any questions?
Okay. We're happy to give you a tour and some free fudge if you come out.
I do appreciate your consideration.
Okay.
I really do. It'll help me to sell the place if we can get the taxes down where it won't scare somebody else off, maybe.
Yeah, I think some of the taxes are based on the value that is placed on the property. And so that's what we have to look at, is the value of the property, not necessarily
tax dollars.
Consider how old
it is.
And it's been there a while.
It's been there a while. The fudge shop that... That's where my main income is. My son and I pretty well run it. Don't have to pay a lot of help. The building itself was put together by Mr. Adams. All of the materials in it were old when he did it, and that was in the 60s, I believe. And we've added on to it in the 90s. So part of it is, still not as old as the other. But we're seeing a deterioration in plumbing and wiring and, someone who buys it's going to have to go in and spend several $100,000 getting it like it needs to be. So consider all of that, if you will, won't you? Okay.
Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Like I tell her when she goes to the beauty shop, good luck to y'all.
Does anybody with the assessor's office know what the... I was looking back in past history of this. There was in 15 where an adjustment was made on it, but I don't have a full comment, just a partial comment. Didn't know if anybody
happen to look that up for chance.
It says have 80% on all buildings.
Yeah, I didn't know there was also a note, you know, the
see yeah, another. That was when we adjusted the last five.
Yeah.
Yeah, we
took all
that way down.
80%, all dropped down.
So yeah, that was the 80% depreciation that we part we have on it right now.
Yep.
It wasn't.
Same thing. You hadn't checked. We left it at that.
Okay.
We just bought them out.
Yeah, we bought them.
I have to have somebody read me the admin comments for me to. Or that
we bottomed it out.
Yeah, I didn't know if that was the 80% I see in the depreciation or if it was something else.
I just noticed that it says the admin for comments. But
all right.
How long has it been for sale? Because in 15 we have a note that's for sale then. Also.
You know, Janice?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
How long has it been for sale?
Oh, how long have I owned it?
We had a note in 15 that you said it was for sale at that time. Mm-hmm. Also.
We put it on the market with Phil Dyer. What was it, 3 years ago?
In 15, I think.
15.
And then we put a sign out on the thing ourselves for a year. And then just, 6 weeks ago, we listed it with Red Door.
Yeah.
But people have known that we would sell for a long time.
Yeah.
But actually having it listed on the market that long is different.
Yeah.
Well,
the Captain reported when I hold out it was for sale. So it was not put in the paper, but he did. So it got run down. We were at Cracker Barrel. I'm at the Golden Corral a while back, and they thought it was sold. A lot of people thought, now here's the business, the negative aspect of people coming into business, they think it's sinking in the water, they don't have a tendency to want to patronize it.
We've had several people come in and said, we heard you sold. How did you know that? Well, we heard it in the log cabin.
Mm-hmm.
Parks and Tourism took me off of the tourism advertisement because they thought it had sold. They saw the ad of the log cabin and run. So we have had some carpet pulled out from under us on a few things the last couple of years and trying to do damage control and let people know we're still back out there. It's been really hard. So I've got with Parks and Tourism and they're letting us go back in the tourism little booklet and everything for about 20. So anyway, it all happened when the paper jumped in and did this article saying that it was selling. The way they put it was like it was sold. But anyway.
We're going to close the doors. Everybody loses, the employees especially, whether they're getting a salary. You know, they depend on that. That's one reason we want to keep it open. But it's just got a lot of history to it.
Well, it seems like you've had a lot of problem putting it on the market and stuff. Have y'all ever considered auction? Have you ever considered a commercial person, you know, that can put it on CoStar and get the business out there? It makes a difference when you just don't go put it in a system.
Yeah. And most likely the buyer is not going to be from this area anyway.
Do I?
Most likely the buyer is not going to be from Faulkner County anyway.
No. Yeah.
Your CoStar and some of those are going to be the places that you need to go.
And there are agents that handle that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, for the right people, that's a bird nest on the ground. Somebody has some money and creativity and know-how to take that and build it.
because the location is there, 5.5 acres of property, 800 foot of frontage, and 30,000 cars passing every day. But that doesn't help us at this point. I'm 81 and she's close to it. And so we're just trying to survive. And
but have you considered an auction company like Wilson or somebody like that?
Do what?
Have you considered an auction company like Wilson?
They have contacted us.
Yeah, because yeah, they do a lot of TV commercials. They get it out there internationally.
It comes push the shovel, they consider it.
Do you have a business that occupies one of these buildings?
Do what?
Do you have a business that occupies one of these
buildings? Yes, the bread shop.
The bread shop? Mm-hmm.
And I'm having to run the variety store because I couldn't find anybody to rent it to. So I'm getting it going, and I have not enough profit to pay my corporation rent on it. So
you're in a screenshot with that means, yeah.
Are you paying yourself rent on the bread shop?
Do what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We got a situation where she's taking income, put it in one pocket, and turn around and transfer it over to the other pocket. Yeah.
That's a trip.
Yeah, but it is. You don't get caught.
No, it's understood.
If I said what car is this?
I mean, it looks like it's been having problems from notes that I see from since 2012, but that's what, 7 years?
It used to be really thriving.
Land be worth more than the buildings are. Sell it as commercial and tear the buildings down. Somebody definitely pick it up.
Mr. Chairman, I hate to, but I'm going to make the motion that we leave it as is.
I have a motion on the table. Basically, no change. Is there any other second or anything? I have a motion and a second. On this, any more discussion?
You said we were at 80%?
I would appreciate it now, 80% of the fee.
I guess it's kind of held at our...
Yeah, everything we have out there is... This price is a low-cost building to start with. Then we run it down to 80%, run it down to 20% good. Okay. And then there's a 15 location factor on too, so yes, deduct another 15%.
What'd you say? What'd you just say? About 15%?
I was saying there's a location factor of 0.85, which is reduced to 15% also.
Yeah.
We're at the bottom.
Of course, appreciation will have them, some of the fiscal appreciation. All right. Got a motion and a second. Let's vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it. Sorry.
What?
Voted not to change anything.
You can't do anything?
We couldn't see anything that we could do. Sorry.
We're as low as we can go.
You can't base it on the income? I mean, I've got to fix it so somebody can make a living doing that.
Get a hold of an auctioneer. An auction. I get it sold.
I think your next step would be, we can't do anything. It's
Next been, step is...
That would be the county court.
Yeah, to appeal
county court.
Appeal to county court.
The county judge.
Go to county court.
Yeah, if I could say there's, this is one step in the process, appealing the value of the property.
How would I do to get there?
You will go to the county clerk's office and file appeal through county clerk's office.
You mailed them the... Emailed the...
I did. I emailed you the model rules, but I can provide you a form to go by if you want to appeal to the county court.
I mean, is there any use... I mean, am I spinning my wheels?
Probably. I don't lie.
Is that Judge Baker's purview?
Yes. It'll be county court, and then after that, if you didn't agree with what county court did, there's also circuit court.
There's no cost to appeal it to county court.
Yeah, circuit court is where it gets in
yeah.
the county
court. So I need to go to the clerk's office and get a form?
Well, I wouldn't do it right now until I'm down there because they won't. I'll have to email you the form. I don't just have forms to hand you. I can email you the form. I'll be glad to do that. Okay, I can do that.
You have our address.
I have her, I've emailed with you, correct, Ms. May?
They need to realize that.
I'll email it to you this afternoon.
Okay. They need to realize. Yeah, it's...
And then you can just, when you file it, you'll file it back with my office and I'll provide it over to the judge's office and then he'll set a hearing on it.
Okay.
Thank you for your consideration.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm for a buyer.
Yeah. Yeah, we won't set it. That's okay. Yeah, we do. We'll be a Muslim. Don't take care.
Thank you.
Any other thing to discuss
anything
before
we close?
We meet again
Monday.
Monday at 9 o'clock. Okay.
At Hilltop.
Here a motion
Hotel
to,
and River.
So I hear a motion to adjourn.
I so moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.